Welcome back to Central News, your news updates for all things UCM, Warrensburg, and the greater Johnson County area. I'm Linda Alviar, and this is your Central News for Monday, March 30th. For today's weather update, Warrensburg can expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 87 degrees and a low of 68 degrees. Johnson County voters will decide on April 7th whether to approve a property tax credit that would limit how much taxes can increase on primary residences. If passed, qualifying homeowners would not pay more than what they owed in a set base year, with a credit covering any increases above that amount. The program would apply only to a homeowner's primary residence and would not include rental properties, farmland, businesses, or second homes. Homeowners would need to apply each year to receive the credit. If approved, the credit is expected to begin by the 2027 tax year. Because property taxes fund local services, it could reduce revenue for schools, cities, and emergency services, requiring budget adjustments in those areas. There are also ongoing lawsuits challenging the state law behind the program. The Warrensburg Chamber of Commerce will host a candidate forum this Wednesday at the Warrensburg Chamber of Commerce. The public event will provide an opportunity for community members to hear directly from candidates and representatives running for local offices and leadership roles in the upcoming municipal election. Speakers will represent the Warrensburg City Council, Warrensburg R6 School District Board of Education, Western Missouri Medical Center trustee position, and many others. For a full list of offices, visit our website, digitalburg.com/KMUL. Johnson County Clerk Diane Thomas will also present information on the ballot issue. I'm Linda Alviar, and that was your Central News for Monday, March 30th on 100.3 KMUL.